the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a fussy child this morning. My wife's up there playing for us. But our opening hymn is Amazing Grace. Focused especially on that first stanza. It kind of highlights for us the entire point of today, which is blindness and sight. So I was blind, but now I see, is that word. So we'll begin that opening hymn. You'll notice in your bulletin, the stanzas printed out there. The choir has the first two, and then it's men, then women, and then all. Yes. We'll sing it accordingly. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of holy, innocent, bitter suffering.
Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful man.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me.
For you are my rock and my fortress,
and for your name's sake you lead me and guide me. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me.
For you are my rock and my fortress,
and for your name's sake you lead me and guide me.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Let us pray. O Lord, mercifully hear our prayers, and having set us free from the bonds of our sins, deliver us from every evil. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Quinquagesima Sunday is from 1 Samuel chapter 16. Yahweh said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord,' and invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me him whom I declare to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him, trembling, and said, "Do you come peaceably?" He said, "Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse called made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak our verse of the week. Jesus said, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Luke 2:29. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Taking the 12, Jesus said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to me, O Christ.
We confess the faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
May be seated for our sermon hymn 979, God, Whose Almighty Word. Is that not in the hymnal?
What?
Is it in the hymnal? It's not in the hymnal, so I guess I'll solo it today. Oh, it's in the bulletin? Very good. Oh, I couldn't remember doing that. Very good. I'm glad I caught it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Becky. It's not in the hymnal, but I did include it in the bulletin, so it's good. We're good to go. I just forgot I did that.
Be light.
grace, mercy, and sight be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. In our gospel for today, Jesus says to the 12, "See." But they don't see. He tells them something that no one else gets to hear, and yet, upon hearing it, this passion prediction, they do not understand. It's not until after the resurrection will Jesus' disciples truly see and understand. There are a few places in Luke's account where these passion predictions just jump off the page. They're scattered very well throughout Luke's account. They keep our eyes laser focused upon the heart of Christ's gospel. Jesus says, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be fulfilled." Tetelestai, it is finished. Right, same word. He's saying that everything in the Old Testament will be fulfilled. The law of Moses, the Psalms, the prophets, everything concerning the Son of Man. So who is the Son of Man? He is the one sent by God and anointed by God, His servant who will suffer and die for His people, that He might have mercy upon them and upon all nations. Jesus says as much. He says, "He will be delivered over to the nations, and he will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon, and after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise." The Father will vindicate the Son of Man, Jesus says, vindicate his obedience, his service, his sacrifice. The Father will vindicate him, for on the third day he will rise. Did this satisfy God's wrath? Jesus is risen. Right. Are your sins forgiven? Jesus is risen. Right. Vindication. And yet, seeing, they see the Son of Man face to face, right? The 12 do not see. And hearing, they do not understand, as it is written. But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them. God hid it from them. And they did not grasp what was said. That is, not until Jesus was raised. Then, Luke writes, they understood. Only then, in that resurrection, would their eyes be opened, just like the eyes of this blind man in the account for today, which follows. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus drew near to Jericho, and a blind man was sitting along the way. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. All this commotion. Kind of like the convoy of truckers heading to D.C. right now, right? What is this all about? What's all this commotion? And they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Interesting word. What a phrase. It's not exactly Nazareth here. The Greek's a little different. It's Nazareth. This slightly odd spelling highlights that this Jesus is not just from Nazareth, which he is, that place where he read from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon him," to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind. But this Nazareth, spoken right here, highlights that Jesus is that branch, that Nazar from Jesse's tree. As it is written, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch, a netzor, from his roots shall bear fruit." Luke 4 and Isaiah 11. And who is Jesse? but the father of King David, whose kingdom and lineage was cut down to a stump, but whose promised son would sit upon his eternal throne and restore God's kingdom forever. So the blind man knows his scriptures. He knows it well enough to understand that this Jesus is the Nazar, the son of David from Nazareth, who gives sight to the blind, the Messiah, the King, who is passing by on his way to Jerusalem, the capital, the place where all of this was going to be fulfilled. What a moment. Waiting his whole life on the side of the road, begging for mercy from people. And now Jesus is passing by. Wow. Although this blind man, he can't see him, he sees. And upon hearing, he truly understands. So the man cried out, "Joshua, son of David, have mercy on me." But those who were in front of the man, they rebuked him, telling him, "Be silent." Perhaps they thought he was just begging for money, as he was accustomed to doing. But that's not what the blind man was asking. He knew this was the Creator himself come in the flesh to restore his creation and usher in the kingdom of God. So he cried out all the more, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped. And he commanded the man to be brought to him, just as God draws all people to his son. And Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now Jesus had heard the man. He was pretty loud. He knew the man's faith. But for the sake of all those gathered round, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Face to face with Jesus, the man said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus, that one through whom all things are made, who spoke and it was created, who commands repent and it is done, who declares his absolution and your sins are forgiven, who says of the bread, "This is my body," and of the wine, "This is my blood," and it is so, to his servants, "Do this," and they do it. And to his children, "I call you by name and you are mine," and so they are. Jesus says to this man, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. Not just a physical healing, but a spiritual one. He sees and he follows. Oh Lord, may every Christian so have and imitate this man's faith. And glory not in himself, in his understanding, or in his own faith, but boast in his Lord, and glory in God, his Creator, both in sickness and in health, in blindness and in sight, glory in God, his Creator. When those who tried to silence the man saw it, they added to his praise the abundance of their own. So that netzer, that branch from Jesse's tree, he bore his fruit. And then they, with the man, followed after Jesus unto those realms of endless day. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face, clothed in the blood-washed linen,
how I'll sing thy wondrous grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry. Take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels soon to carry me to realms of endless day.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your eyes fixed upon Jesus. Amen. Many announcements for today. I commend most of them to your reading. I'll highlight just a few. Pork chop dinner today after service. Dart ball tomorrow. On Tuesday, there's a show. It's a Shrove Tuesday, also known as Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday. Right? The last day where you can kind of load up on those carbs before the Lenten fast begins. And so St. Paul is celebrating that by offering to us and to all people a pancake dinner. I look forward to seeing you there. On Wednesday, we have Men's Club and Ladies' Aid. Later that day, we have our midweek class, and right now we are absent of a teacher for our youngest grades, first and second grade. Right now, Pastor Harris and I are trying to handle them all and teach them all, and by God's grace, it is working, but we certainly would appreciate a little bit of help from one of our members of our congregations. And you know, one of the greatest blessings we have in this world is to teach our children. Right? You want change in this world? Teach the children the faith. Right? You want to see better days ahead? Teach the children the faith. Right? They're amazing. Amazing. They grow and they learn. I love teaching them. I hope you do too. So the opportunity is there for you. Then after midweek, we'll begin our Lenten series, beginning with the ashes, the imposition of ashes. And you'll see instructions for the soup supper as they're listed there for you. Added to our prayers there, you'll notice, go down to the ill, injured, and infirmed. Bonnie Hinkledye has been added to our prayers. She was in the hospital with an infection. She's now home and recovering. So we'll keep her in our prayers. Also added, Caleb Ruprecht, which is Kay Friedrich's grandson. He was just diagnosed with leukemia. And been given a great report from the doctors, but nevertheless is in the midst of suffering at this moment, and will be in our prayers until the Lord grants him recovery. Removed from our prayers, thanks be to God, is John Huseman, who is doing quite well, and we give thanks to God for that as well. And then at the very last there, down at the morning, we are mourning and praying for the bereaved of Rick Peterson, for he and his family and his friends. He'll be in our prayers as well. With that, we stand for the prayer of the church. O Lord God, you open the eyes of the blind to see and the ears of the deaf to hear. As we prepare to enter the season of Lent, open our eyes and ears anew through the preaching of your law and gospel, to see and hear your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Preserve your church and her ministers. Give to all pastors courage to embrace gladly the crosses of their office, that following their example, all Christians may also bear the reproach of the world, the attacks of Satan, and the temptations of the flesh in the confidence of Christ's redemption. Lord, in your mercy, preserve the family and all godly Christian homes. Give parents diligence and persistence in their duties to teach the faith in word and example. Keep all children in the promise you made to them in their baptism. Let the patience, kindness, and endurance of Christian love have no end among us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve the state and its servants. To all whom you have given authority, bestow also the wisdom needed to use it dutifully for the benefit of those under that authority. Turn us from every evil in judgment, law, or action, and renew us and our fellow citizens with discernment and selflessness. Lord, grant this also to the people of Russia and Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve us and all who call to you in any need, especially for Bonnie, Jeannie, Carrie, Caleb, Chad, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, for Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and for the bereaved of Rick Peterson. Lord, in your mercy, preserve your holy communion and your Son's blessed supper among us. Give contrition and faith to those who gather at this altar. Unite them in their confession of your truth, and so bring them worthily as one communion to eat and to drink Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of their sins and for life eternal. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, Lord God, Heavenly Father, what you foretold through the holy prophets has been fulfilled and accomplished in the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son. You have set forth his passion and resurrection as the firm foundation and content of our faith. Have mercy on us and open our eyes to be fixed on the Son of David at all times. Give us courage to follow him through all adversity and every assault of the devil, to view his passion with repentant hearts and with delight. For by it you have redeemed us from all sin and evil. Comfort us with the certainty of Christ's resurrection, by which we too have the confidence of eternal life, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continue with the offertory.
Blessed be thy coming in the morning. art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in my remembrance." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in my remembrance." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body and
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul, with your eyes fixed upon him unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We stand to sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now let us bow thy servant. Depart in peace, according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to light in the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good,
and his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks that you have refreshed us with the body and blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that this heavenly food which we have received will strengthen our faith, that we may bear all crosses, sicknesses, and trials with patience and trust until you grant us deliverance, peace, and true health. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
Christ be my teacher in as in you, drifting or doubting, for He is the truth.